And I understand we are back here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we're taking a short pause here in our program to talk with Beth MacDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, as we are wrapping up Taurus in the 12 signs of the zodiac in the, actually, whether you're east or west, there are always going to be 12. We are also going to talk a little bit about some of the astronomical events, but we're wrapping up Taurus. And you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago about how the energy, it's kind of like momentum. As you come to the end of a sign, at the end of that period, the energy seems to grow stronger. So with the last couple of days, Sunday, Monday, what have you, what are we looking at?
Well, you're looking at the juxtaposition of what's good for you as an individual and what's good for the groups of people or the teams of people that you belong to. Taurus rules teams. And like in sports, the teams, but when you think about it, in business, they always talk about team building, mm-hmm. or in families or in neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are all teams of sorts. And in order to, you know, Taurus always raises the question, where do I fit in? You know, to fit into these different groups of people, you have to sacrifice some of your own wants and needs for the good of the whole. We're seeing that right now in our governmental discussions with budgets coming up and serious issues that have been raised and things that need to be addressed. Getting people jobs, you know, helping our elderly and our children and, you know, figuring out, you know, where's the give and take.
Yeah, I've even heard in some of the sports teams, I'm not sure if it's been recent, but I know like in the days of players like Magic Johnson and so forth, I remember they wanted to bring a particular player or players onto the team, but they didn't have the budget. So the higher paid players chose to actually take a pay cut.
Yeah, Shaq did that.
Yeah.
I remember Shaq doing that, mm-hmm. to bring on, what was his name? They called him the mailman.
Oh, Malone. Moses Malone.
Yes. Malone. Carl Malone. Oh,
Moses.
I loved him. Yeah.
I don't know who Moses is. His brother. But
yeah,
that's,
but we digress.
But that's a concept that most people don't quite grasp because they're very much, I don't want to say locked in, but for lack of a better word, that individual mentality, which again, there's nothing wrong with, but
in balance, in moderation.
Yes.
And that's part of what keeps ministers and psychotherapists and all kinds of healers in business, because we're constantly asking those questions. Where am I being pigheaded and bullheaded and stubborn and selfish or narcissistic? And then where am I being a doormat or hideously codependent? And where are those lines? And how do I know?
That's
Taurus raises those questions.
Yeah. And, of course, as we wrap up the period of Taurus, the next sign that we're going to be talking about is going to be Gemini, am I correct?
Gemini, which rules community.
Ooh.
And so, you know, again, as we move out of Taurus into Gemini,
excellent
we're
transition.
Kind of finding where we need to be less narcissistic and self-focused and more focused on the community and the good of the community.
That, to me, is so important, especially
so important
in these
problems.
Days. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't do it on your own. Nobody has accomplished anything by themselves, honestly. I mean, it's just absolutely true. So community, and part of the community is Beth MacDonald at Beth MacDonald Consulting, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.